T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What has happened to the Patriots defense? Since the bye week, they forced 4 takeaways. 3 of them came against Jacksonville. So in these 3 losses to the Colts, Bills, and Dolphins, 1 takeaway by the defense. They could not stop Tua Tagovailoa. And I know he didn't put up big passing numbers by any stretch, but the Dolphins had 3 drives that went over 6 minutes. So they really grinded the clock. They rushed for 195 yards. Mm-hmm. They're not a great rushing team. So I want to know what has happened to the Patriots defense. Matthew Judon, the only time we notice him now is when he's getting 15-yard penalties. When was the last time he got the quarterback down? I know they were missing Hightower and Duggar. I know, and Miles Bryant as well. But just since the bye week, the defense has really lost its teeth, and the turnovers are what are noticeable. The Patriots, seven giveaways, 4 takeaways since the bye, and you take away that Jacksonville, it's 7-1. So
a plus minus of
-6. Ooh. -6 in those 3 losses. So they're not, Mac is starting to throw those interceptions again, and the Patriots defense is not getting off the field, and they're not forcing the turnovers like they were during their 7th.
The other thing is like just non-offensive touchdowns is what I was also thinking about. A punt blocked, return for a touchdown, a pick 6 return for it. Wait, he didn't have a pick 6 against Indy, did he? He's had 3 on the year.
No. Red zone. It was a red zone pick, and then coming out of half, he threw one.
Yeah, yes. So he's had some major issues, and you're right. And that, to me, so the defense is, to me, the biggest issue, Ben. I feel like the defense is a bigger issue than Mac is. Like, Mac's a rookie. I expect him to implode every now and then. Hopefully, the worst of it is over, and he doesn't have – just don't throw a pick 6. Throw an interception, throw a pick 6.
I would say if you think they're going to have success in the postseason, really both of them are concerns. I mean, really. I mean, you know, your defense has let you down, especially late in games, but your quarterback has put yourself in bad positions early in games. So if you really expect to do something, you know, both of them are major concerns right now. But going back to the defensive side of the ball, we were talking about this yesterday. All 7 losses, all of them. Like whether you fall behind late, you cut it to 1-score games, and in 2 of those games against Tampa Bay and Dallas, actually you had the lead late, and you couldn't stop them. But the other games, you know, down 3, down 2, down 5, whatever it was, you needed a stop to get the offense back in the field, and the defense hasn't been able to do it. And for the second time this year, they did the same thing this year against the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was a drive early fourth quarter. Dolphins were able to milk 6 minutes, 30 seconds off the clock. It only ended in a field goal, but that's all they needed at that point. And the defense just can't get off the field. They, for whatever reason, maybe this was just one game, but against the Bills, they certainly couldn't get off the field once all game long. So the Patriots defense just, and to me, it starts up front, because when they're forcing those turnovers, it's because Van Noy is getting a finger on the ball. Jamie Collins is getting in the quarterback's face. They just have not been able to harass the quarterbacks and create those turnovers.
See, I would say, who would you put your money on if you needed last, you know, second heroics? Do you have more faith in the defense getting a big time clutch stop, or do you have more faith in Mac Jones with a minute 45, you know, driving you down the field, either to get a touchdown or a field goal? Which one do you get? It can't be neither. It has to be one or the other.
Yeah, I think I have more faith in the defense getting a stop.
Wait, who have more faith in the defense? But they've never done it, though, Ben.
What has Mac done? When has Mac driven down the field?
You don't know. See, I think there's the key here. There's this unknown because he actually hasn't had an opportunity all year. Okay, but the defense, Ben,
we've already
seen
it with the
answers.
We've seen it.
You know the answer to every single loss. Like, they could not get off the field. They couldn't make a tackle. 4th and 2, 2nd and 8, 3rd and 25. There's so many examples of the defense not doing it when they needed to most. And you would still put your faith in the defense, even though they're like Ofer, and it comes to big time stops and clinch time.
I mean, that's a good point. They blew it against the Colts for sure with that Jonathan
Taylor. Blew it against
Taylor.
The Colts. What about the Buffalo? Blew it against Buffalo.
Yeah, couldn't Saints. Get on the field. They made a stop at the end of the first Bills game. The Bills made it down to the 6-yard
line. Well, that's a win. We're talking about losses.
Okay,
like the losses. No losses. And I would
let's
say,
take all the good games out.
No. We're trying.
You're right about the Bills.
We're trying to tell a story.
And they needed a tornado to help them.
Okay, because there's more evidence.
Because that was a touchdown to Diggs if the wind didn't blow the ball away.
Now the Bills, on the other hand, like their defense is making stops during crunch time. They're getting sacks. They're getting interceptions. They're getting the offense off the field. The defense, though, no way. My money, even though Mac is unknown as far as his ability, I believe the fact that they finally get the opportunity with a minute 45, crunch time, got to have it, last-second drive. The defense has let you down every single time.
This might surprise you, but based on that, I would agree with you. And I'm a guy that's got to like see it to believe it. But honestly, Mac really hasn't had that kind of opportunity yet. And again, we've seen this defense in their 7 losses do the exact same thing.
Every single time.
So I've already seen that from them.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get. Like, if that would be the outlier, the defense making a crucial stop, Ben, when you needed it most, that would be the outlier. Them making a tackle on 4th and 2, 3rd and 8, 2nd and 8, without giving up a touchdown, holy cow, that would be a surprise. Do that.
Is that your biggest concern?
I think my biggest concern still is Mac Jones, a rookie quarterback in the playoffs who has not been playing well in December and January. And what I'm concerned about is that Mac doesn't wake up until they're down 20-0 or 27-10. Like, yeah, he shows some good toughness in fighting back in the fourth quarter, but what about the first 3 quarters? How about not letting the other team jump all over you? So just I think a poor ability to play the way back into the game. And, you know, you asked me that question, would I rather trust the defense or the offense? You're right, we don't know about Mac, but from what I've seen of Mac so far, I don't have a ton of confidence in him in a close game of executing in crunch time, especially now that weather and other things are coming into play late in the season. So I think the concern has to be the fact that the Patriots probably have the least amount of punch on offense of all the teams left in the playoffs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.